Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Bernadette. This is Linda Shattuck calling, and I'm trying to identify a charge on my Visa card. I had this number associated with it.
What's your zip code, please?
It is 14870.
And how do you spell your last name?
That would be S as in Sam, H A D D O C K.
And that first name, please?
Is Linda.
And wanting to see if I can locate a transaction for you, please hold.
Okay.
Ms. Shattuck, will you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, it is 354 Imperial Avenue, Painted Post, New York, 14870.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll see here on 5/7/8, May 7th, you agreed to pay the $9.97 to receive the personal blender. It was shipped out on 5/9, so you should have that by now. If not, it's on its way. So what happened with that, when you did that, in the terms and conditions, it states to you that you have 48 hours to let them know that you're not going, did not want to continue being a member or want to be a member of the place where the personal blender comes from, because it's
okay.
An online discount store. It's a gadget store that you receive.
Right.
You got hundreds of different products you can get other than the personal blender. So they, it was
right.
A welcoming gift to you. The personal blender is a gift they offer to you in hopes that you would at least try their membership for a month or two. So it, which is fine if you decide not to. It's just that you have to let them know that you don't want to, because in the terms and agreements, it say to you, it just automatically will enroll you if you don't let them know that you do not want to. So that's what happened with the 7687. Also,
okay.
With that, you received $125, you will receive, rather, $125 gift card to use each month. They charge you $76. They give you $125 to use at the gadget store. They have hundreds of different items, from desk cams to cameras to all kinds of sorts of stuff. So their way of would like for you to become a member is that they offered you a free gift. You just pay the shipping and handling for it. If all you wanted
right.
was a free gift, fine, no problems. You just needed to let them know that you did not want to continue with that membership. Now that you are
okay.
a member, you have an option to not continue, because it is a monthly reoccurring charge. So if you don't
okay.
want to continue being a member, that's fine. If you want to just try it out for a month, ma'am, and just see what other products you can spend the $125 on, that's fine, too, and
okay.
cancel by June 10th. And there will be no questions asked, you know, about that.
Okay, so there's no way to get that charge refunded.
No, ma'am, it's a valid charge, but what I can do for you is that, because if you're asking for it to be refunded, meaning you don't want to be charged any further on any reoccurring charges, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so the first thing I can do is cancel your membership so you won't get reoccurring charges, okay? So let's do
all
that
right.
first. So the 7687 is a reoccurring charge. For right now, I'm going to cancel that. Let me notate your account.
Okay.
All in. Does not want membership.
It certainly wasn't very clear. I mean, it wasn't really obvious that you had only 48 hours.
Yeah, it's in the terms and conditions. In order
yeah.
for the card to accept, you have to accept those terms. And if the terms
yeah.
wasn't accept, the card wasn't going to go through. So it's kind of one of those
oh.
things, providing that the terms were read. Okay?
Yeah.
If the terms
well,
and conditions
it's still not real obvious.
All right, so account canceled. Okay, I've notated the account. Your cancellation number so the charges won't continue.
Okay,
monthly
hold on a
charges?
minute.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the account, I mean the cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 2878 28768. So that's C as in Charlie. 2878 28768. Okay. So now that that's canceled, so now going forward on the charge that you have, let's see what I can do for you on that, because it is a valid charge, but I can offer you 35% of that back to your card, ma'am. And of course, you don't have any additional charges going forward. So of that,
right.
70,
okay.
of that 7687, $35 will be $26.90 that we'll put back on your card.
Okay.
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 And
well,
hold on. Let me get that for you. Let me make sure that's refunded. So we're gonna refund. So 76.97 at 35% is 26.93. So we're gonna put 26.93 back on your account, and that goes back. That depends on the discretion of your bank. Okay, when they put it
okay.
back, typically it's 3 to 5 business days before it goes back onto your account. So I refunded
okay.
you 26.93.
Okay.
And the order was refunded successfully, 26.93, so that's done. So what I have done is your account has been canceled as of 2/28 on 5/12, and also 26.93 at 2/29 on 5/12 was refunded back to your account.
Okay. Would you mind just repeating the cancellation number one more time?
Sure. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
It basically is the account order number you probably have, with the C in front of it indicates that it's been canceled. So you probably received a cancellation number with that 7687 charge. But the
oh,
C
okay.
that I give you states that it's been canceled. So C 2878 28768.
Okay, great.
And if you choose to call back in a couple of days and see what, you know, what it'll state here, I always double check to make sure I on my end I've taken care of it. So I just read back the timestamp and the date that it was canceled and the timestamp and date on when it was refunded. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.